שלום, אנחנו קוראים את המאמר.
Hello, we are reading the article, A Prayer of Many, in the writings of Rabash. You can find the article on the sites, Sviva Tova and the Arvut system. You can send questions live through the sites. Anyone asking a question in the study hall should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. The writings of Rabash, Volume 2, A Prayer of Many.
We've talked about how many times plea to the Creator has to be not for one person, but from the ten, from the group. Even the smallest collective is two. Nevertheless, not from one. So our tendency has to be to feel, first of all, that we're connected together as much as possible as one man in one heart, and from that, to turn to the Creator. And not alone.
The
person who turns to the Creator alone seemingly fails to keep this principle that the Creator is expecting all of us and for us to be no less than a ten, although the smallest collective is two, that we have to connect to friends. And only from within this connection, when we're together with the power that we extract from this as the common power, we use it to turn to the Creator, and then the Creator hears the prayer. Therefore, our prayer is called the Prayer of Many, as the name of the article suggests. Let's read it and feel what else are we lacking to reach such a prayer.
Ma'amar,
A Prayer of Many. It is written in the Zohar, and she said, I dwell among my own people. He asks, what does that mean? He replies, when din, judgment, is present in the world, one should not part from the collective and be alone. Because when the din is present in the world, those who are noticed and are noted alone are caught first, even if they are righteous. Hence, one should never retire from the people, because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This is why she said, I dwell among my own people, and I do not wish to part from them. When din, judgment, is present in the world, refers to the desire to receive, which is self-love, the nature in which the Creator, the creatures are born, due to His will to do good to His creations. And because there was a desire for equivalence of form, so there would not be the bread of shame, a sentence was passed that it is forbidden to use the vessels of reception, except when one knows that he can aim for the reception to be in order to bestow. Then one is permitted to use the vessels of reception. Accordingly, the meaning of when din is present in the world is that when the whole world is immersed in self-love, there is darkness in the world because there is no room for the light to draw the creatures down due to the disparity of form between the light and the creatures who receive the light. It is on this disparity of form that the sentence was passed that the upper abundance will not be given to the creatures. Therefore, when a person awakens and wishes for the Creator to bring him closer, meaning give him vessels of bestowal, which is called bringing closer, he asks the Creator to help him. However, it is known that the help that comes from the Creator is called upper abundance, which is called neshama, a soul. It is, as the Zohar says, that the aid received from above is in a holy soul. For this reason, when a person comes to ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, but he is seen alone, it means that he understands that the Creator must bring him closer personally. Yet, why does he think that the public can remain in its current state and that only he should be treated differently by the Creator? It is because he understands that he has merits that others do not. And although these are individuals who do not belong to the collective, because they understand that they deserve to draw near the Creator more than others and consider themselves righteous, they are caught first. In other words, the din, which is self-reception, is present in them more than in all the others, and they become worse than others in the qualities of self-love. This is so because he thinks that he deserves more than other people. In other words, it is enough for other people to have what they have. But when he considers himself, he deserves more than the rest of the people. This thought is considered actual reception, meaning 100% self-love. It follows that self-love begins to develop in him more than in others. It therefore follows that he is constantly working in self-love, and yet to his own eyes he seems righteous, since he wishes to work as a giver. He tells himself that his request of the Creator to bring him closer is right, because what is he asking? For the Creator to give him strength to keep Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to bestow. And what fault could there be in wishing to serve the King? With that, we can interpret the words of the Zohar. It advises those people with an inner demand who cannot accept the state they are in because they do not see any progress in the work of God and believe what is written, to love the Lord your God, to listen to His voice, and to cleave on to Him, for this is your life and the length of your days. They see that they lack love and dvekut, adhesion, and they do not feel the life in the Torah or know how to find counsel for their souls, to come to feel in their organs that which the text tells us. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective, because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the same pleasure from others. In other words, he asks the Creator to give us such an understanding which is called entirely for the Creator. It means that he will be certain that he is not deceiving himself, that he wants to bestow upon the Creator, that perhaps he is really thinking only of his own self-love. Meaning that he will feel the delight and pleasure. Therefore, he prays to the collective. This means that if there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will bring them that feeling that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator, to bring Him contentment. And since everything requires an awakening from below, He gives the awakening from below, and others will receive the awakening from above, to whomever the Creator knows will be more beneficial for the Creator. It follows that if he has the strength to ask for such a prayer, then he will certainly face a true test if he agrees to such a prayer. However, if he knows that what he's saying is only lip service, what can he do when he sees that the body disagrees with such a prayer, to have pure bestowal without a hint of reception? Here, there is only one famous advice: to pray to the Creator and believe above reason that the Creator can help him and the whole collective. And he should not be impressed if he sees that he has already prayed many times, but his prayer was not answered. This brings one to despair, and the body mocks him and tells him, "Can't you see that you cannot do a thing?" And as if you are completely hopeless, You are now asking of the Creator to grant you things that are unacceptable to reasonable people. At that time, the body argues, do tell me who among the pious and practical people wish for the Creator to give them something that is completely unreasonable. Moreover, you can see for yourself that you were not granted even smaller things than the demand you are making now of the Creator to help you. Even though you asked the Creator to help you. And now you say that you want to ask the Creator to grant you something great. It is indeed a very important thing, because there aren't many prayers in the world that ask the Creator to give them strength to do things for the collective. That the whole public will be rewarded with delight and pleasure by your labor. This is called pure and clean bestowal without a hint of self-love. And you think that your prayer for small things was not granted, but great and important things are certainly priceless. For example, we might say that it is worthwhile to go to a certain person who has such precious paraphernalia that you'd have to search the entire world to find such objects, since they are found only among a chosen few. And a person from the middle class comes and who barely had the usual paraphernalia in his house, and it suddenly occurred to him that he too should try to obtain those objects too, which are found among the chosen few. Certainly, if someone heard about it, he would laugh at him. It is the same for us. When a person is not educated, but is below average, yet wishes to ask the Creator for vessels that are found with a chosen few in the world, here the body itself mocks him. It tells him, you fool, how can you even think of asking the Creator for something that even learned people do not have? How can I give you strength to work on such nonsense? And here begins the real work. Since man's work in this world is to exit the domain of the evil inclination, which is called receiving in order to receive. And now he wishes for the Creator to help him walk on the path of pure and clean bestowal without a hint of self-reception. It follows that this work is truly against the evil, since he does not wish to leave any possessions with it. Rather, now he wants his work henceforth to not be for the will to receive. Rather, he asks the Creator that even what he worked for before and what was registered in the domain of the will to receive will all be moved from its authority to the authority of the Creator. It follows that now he prays for the Creator to give him the strength to repent. That is, the Creator will give him the strength to bring all the deeds that were for the will to receive back to the Creator's domain, both those of the past and those of the futures. It is as Maimonides says, repentance must be for the past as well. He writes, what is repentance? It is for the sinner to leave his sin and remove it from his mind and resolve in his heart never to do it again. As it is written, let the wicked forsake his way. And he should also regret the past, as it is said, for after I turned back, I repented. And he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will never return to this sin. Now we can understand the importance of a prayer of many. As it is written, I dwell among my own people. The Zohar says, one should never retire from the people, because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as he is merciful, you are merciful too, one should pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal. As it is written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when abundance is given from above to below, it is for the whole collective. For this reason, one must ask for the whole public, since any abundance that comes from above always comes for the whole people. This is why he says, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people. Thus, there are two meanings to that. Since to have pure bestowal, it would have been enough to pray for only one person besides himself. But there is another issue here. A person must ask for a whole thing, because it is a rule that in spirituality, that what comes is always a complete thing, and all the observations are only in the receivers. For this reason, one should ask for the whole collective. And since the abundance comes to the whole collective, and since there is no light without a vessel, meaning it is impossible to receive fulfillment if there is no vacancy for it, where the filling can enter, he is therefore answered for that prayer that he was making for the public. It is, as our sages said, anyone who pleads for mercy on his friend is answered first, since he needs the same thing. It means that although the abundance comes to the collective, the collective lacks the vessels. In other words, the abundance that comes from above is enough for the whole people. But without kelim, without vessels, deficiencies, so they can fill the cavities, the public does not attain the abundance that comes from above. Rather, he who has deficiencies is answered first.
שאלות.
Questions?
Questions.
כן.
תודה רבה רב. מה זה
להרגיש? Thank you very much, Rav. What does it mean to feel the life of the Torah?
להרגיש חיים של התורה.
To feel the life of the Torah. Means when a person feels himself in a place of choice on a certain path, and on which path he should now take. And this happens every moment. If he wants to advance in order to bestow in connection with the environment toward the Creator, this means that he is following the path of Torah, which is, of course, against his will. He has to overcome himself. He has to connect with the friends. He has to subjugate himself before the Creator. Take upon himself certain conditions, the kind that he didn't think about before, and now he's getting them. And in this way to advance, this is called the path of Torah. When he advances more and more toward the Creator.
He says, I need to ask for the collective in order to give to the Creator the ability to give to each one. Should I think what he should give to others? Meaning, do I need to ask for them and basically what the Creator wants to give them?
I, who...
No, nagit orakdin. I don't know how to say it.
Similarly, I don't know. Let's say I'm like a lawyer, an attorney who is asking for them.
Shani mivakiash miavore. She
defending lawyer. She guardian. I'm asking the Creator to.
She itkaref elem. Ani yichol et zelas.
Give him help. To come closer to them. I can ask that for that. If I'm not asking for myself, but I'm asking for them, then my prayer, such a prayer, can be received. That is it.
Friends are telling me like a sort of an advocate.
Yeah, good.
The prayer of many, is it a prayer from within the many or for the sake of the many?
For the sake of the many. From within the many also. But typically more important is for the many.
He writes here that if there are several people in the collective who can achieve adhesion with the Creator, he's willing to relinquish himself and he wants them to come closer.
Yes.
Should my prayer be for those people in the collective that I detect that they can give more contentment? Should I ask for them or do I ask for anyone, for everyone without any calculations?
Without calculations, I have a 10. I need to ask for the 10.
אני מוכן לשלם עבורם.
And I'm willing to pay for them. Whatever may be. As long as the Creator comes closer to them.
ייתן להם כוח להתקדם.
and will give him the strength to advance.
So a prayer of many is a prayer for my ten?
First of all.
Okay, so when is the many, all the tens, the whole kli, whole vessel?
Later on, when I, after doing it in my ten, I get the power, the understanding, the experience, let's say. And then I can turn to the Creator and ask for more tens, for all of the global kli, and even for the world.
What is the prayer for my ten?
The Creator will help us connect together to be this one man, one heart. Within the connection between us, we begin to reveal Him, His attitude to us.
And
for us to arrange our attitude to Him the way His attitude is toward us. And in this way, all of us will come closer to the Creator.
Should my prayer be to help them or help us?
No, my prayer should be to help my entire ten, of whom I'm also a part.
Thank you. So exactly on this point, he writes, therefore he prays to the Creator for the collective, meaning that if there are several people in the collective. So first of all, what does it mean, several people in the collective?
Well, several.
What is it, a selection?
No, it's how he feels. He feels that there are a few special people there.
In the ten, can I say some of these deserve more than others?
Maybe it's possible.
Okay, so they can reach the goal of adhesion with the Creator, and that will bring more contentment to the Creator. How in my vessels can I know what will give the Creator more contentment?
You are speaking, after all, from within your vessels. You're not required to speak the truth, but only what you feel.
So I look at the ten, and I see some friends who can bring contentment to the Creator, and I pray for them, like I focus my prayer on them?
Yes.
More contentment than... Yeah, he relinquishes himself, and he wants the Creator to help them. Again, it needs to be clear. So they can reach the goal of adhesion with the Creator, and that will bring more contentment to the Creator than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator. So he relinquishes himself, and he wants the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than will come from his work.
Yes. Why do you have to give up on yourself? Because you reach a certain attitude, relationship with the Creator, and now you're asking for them. Instead of you meriting some result from the Creator, you're asking for them. You will advance them and you'll accept them.
This is clear. It makes sense that if I ask for someone else, then I come closer to the quality of the Creator. But why do I need to actively tell the Creator, don't give me anything? What harm would it do if I advanced along with him and received along with him?
Oh, that's how it works out. You're telling the Creator that this is more important to me.
Let's say we are in a boat and it begins to sink, and I'll tell the Creator, save my friends, and I am jumping off the boat to drown in the sea. Why do I need to jump off the boat? I can stay in the boat with them and save everyone.
You're saying that I don't care about what's happening to me? As long as you do this favor to them, bring them near you.
But why do I need to relinquish myself? Why am I jumping off the boat?
Because for me, this is more important. For me, now, this is more important that the Creator will bring them closer and not me.
Does a person feel that this request of the Creator cannot work together, that He will bring me closer and they too? Do I have to choose between them and me?
Yes.
Okay, last question from the end of the article. There's a point I didn't understand. I asked for the collective, for the whole collective. And then he says that it may be that the collective doesn't have the vessels to receive the abundance.
Yes.
So because of it, I'm answered first, because I have the vessels, because I asked.
Yes.
This is very strange. It's as if I'm asking for the friends, for the collective, and they are not ready yet to receive what the Creator wants to give. So it turns out that I am receiving. So it's all upside down, so to speak.
It's not written here, but you're asking for them, and there's a possibility for you to give them that.
Why should the friends in my tent and those who deserve the most, why does it seem like they don't have the vessels? It seems like they have vessels that are very ready for spirituality.
But the Creator sees, shows that they are not ready.
But I ask for them nevertheless.
Well, you're asking for them.
And
you receive. And in the connection to them, you pass it on to them. Through that, you grow. And develop, and they grow and develop. You grow in vessels of bestowal, and they grow with vessels of reception. And this goes from one to the other, left and right, left and right. That's how you grow.
I wrote a sentence we heard in the lesson. I'm willing to pay for them, whatever it is.
Yeah.
What does it mean, I'm willing to pay for them, whatever it is?
What they demand of them, according to the path of ascent, I'm willing to do it.
What can I really do for them?
You can give them forces I can exert for them.
What forces, what strength can I give them? Or am I asking that they will be given?
The strength to connect, what other kind of forces do we need? The forces to connect.
So what does it mean to pay? I'm asking for them, so we both gain. They gain and I gain. I pay for something, I give of my own, and it's no longer mine, it's theirs.
I don't understand you.
That's it. I heard, I'm willing to pay for them whatever it is, or no matter what.
Yeah, whatever the Creator will demand of them, I'm willing to pay for it.
With what? What is the payment? How is it expressed?
Exertion, all kinds of forms. Whatever they demand of me.
In other words, I shouldn't think of myself in any way and only about them. Is this the payment?
Nothing, but whatever they demand, each will help his friend.
Thank you.
What does
it mean that we have to ask for a complete thing and that a complete thing comes from above?
We can't demand to have a corrected will to receive like they give from above, but we need to ask for it nevertheless. We need to ask for it. why is that a question?
Because it said in the article that only a complete thing comes from above. So I want to understand what a complete thing is. How can I know? How can I ask for it?
According to my degree, where I'm at, if I ask, I need to ask according to my state, and then I receive from above the same quality and quantity and quality of light that fills me, corrects me, and raises me.
In your answers to Shai, I didn't understand. In the beginning, I heard you say that we have to pray together, all of us together in the ten. And then I heard only about them, and I am not connected.
I'm willing to work, and they will receive the result.
Right, but shouldn't we say we are one ten, one organism? Am I not a part of them, but only toward them, and I am not out of the equation?
Well, that's how it's written. That's how we speak about it. I'm willing to work for them, and for me, I'll get nothing.
Ken.
To scrutinize the requests from the friends in the tent, you choose something that looks right to you. How do I select from the ten? Like a mother has to look at 10 kids and say, Moshe, or only little Moshe today, and the rest will be on the side here. How does that work?
I don't understand the question.
How do I choose or select the friends in the ten? I'm not able to look at and ask for the whole ten. I'm sitting here and I want that Shimon will receive. I don't know why. Specifically him. What do? I have my ten, but I want him to receive. And I think of him.
No, what are you
asking?
I'm asking if this thing that comes out in this way, is that correct? What do I do with it?
You calculate what is best for the ten and not for one.
But I can't see the entire ten as one body. I'm capable of seeing individual people.
It won't help. You have to look at everyone together. And not one or two. Because if you choose one or two, then you are choosing according to your will to receive. If you're looking at the ten, then you are closer to the desire to bestow.
How do you imagine the ten, all of them together? How do you see that?
I don't see a face. I see the essence. That in this way, we can turn to the Creator and reach Him and bestow upon Him.
I lost you here, Rav.
Okay. What can you do?
Tov. No.
Okay. Give one.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь интересно написано в отрывке, что наслаждение приходит на все общество и предназначено всему обществу.
It's written in the article that the pleasure comes for the collective, is destined for the collective, the abundance. What does it mean that I'm asking for the Creator and the abundance come to the collective?
To the ten. For the time being, we are speaking only within the boundaries of the ten.
Я хочу приблизиться к Творцу, я хочу с Ним соединиться по свойствам.
In a person, there's a question that awakens. I want to adhere to the Creator. What does it mean that this quality clothes on the entire collective, on the entire ten?
Because what one has, everyone has.
No. Это как-то я могу почувствовать, что это наслаждение облачается в моих товарищей.
Can.
Can I feel this abundance clothing in my friends?
Yes. Yes.
How?
Try to come closer to them and you'll feel. Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit. Rav, Berchutcha.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. It says, since in everything there needs to be an awakening from below, that's why he gives the awakening from below, and the awakening from above, the others will receive. The question is fundamental. How can a person break within him the will to receive and transitions to a state of bestowing to the other? How does he rise above it and reaches that stage?
I guess you'll have to go through it and then you'll feel how it's done. When you perform acts of bestowal, then you already have the ability to say it too.
Now, on a different topic, what Maimonides wrote, that I have to write, I have to ask for the past. These are big transitions. What should I ask the Creator of about the past to correct in me, where it doesn't belong to him, but only to the Creator, the work in the ten?
I don't know. We'll speak later in a different time, different place. Holland.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Good morning.
To ask only for others, excluding myself. So, what does it mean? Anyone who prays for others is helped first. So you're actually still asking for yourself. Isn't that very egotistically?
No, because you intend only for others, but because you, in your request for others, you develop your desires to bestow, then you are rewarded first. But your deficiency is really to help others. Clear? Zichron tu.
Shalom Rav, shalom Kli, toda.
Hello, Rav. The entire article speaks about the prayer for the collective, but there's a part I wanted to scrutinize where it says, and here begins the true work, since the work of a person in this world is to come out from under the rule of the evil inclination called to receive in order to receive, and then he gets to the part. It turns out that now he prays to the Creator to give him the strength to make redemption, meaning to return all his actions for the sake of the will to receive and come back to the Creator. So here he prays for himself in the matter of redemption, or is that also about the collective? Or because he sees he can't pray for the collective, so what does he do?
He prays as much as he can for the collective, and accordingly he receives a change on the way.
Meaning the desire for redemption is also for the collective.
Yes.
Good morning, dear Rav. Alma arzulu olan kişi nasıl olur da kendi doğasının dışında dua edebilir? Ben burada egomu nasıl ikna edebilirim?
How can a person who is in the will to receive pray outside his nature? How can I convince my ego to pray such a prayer?
When you are in a ten, whether you want to or not, you are also under the influence of the Creator on the ten. And gradually, your reason broadens, expands, you begin to feel that there is a collective here who think like you or a little differently, maybe in a different direction, meaning that there is some, that besides you, there are several other people here who have a different goal, etc. Therefore, when you are in a collective, you gradually begin to think about them, even though initially you had no intention to do so. This is the influence of the upper light on a person. It influences this way.
Woman, Turkey 7.
Women, Turkey 7.
Selam Rav. Rav, çalışmada bize pişmanlığı yaşatan nedir? Ve bizleri pişmanlığa kalben getiren
şey nedir? Causes us to reach redemption in the work, and what brings us to redemption in the heart? Repentance, I'm sorry, in the heart.
Repeat, please.
She's asking, what causes us to repent in the work, and what brings us to repentance in the heart?
Repentance in the work is, I suppose, when we perform actions in order to bestow upon each other. Without the intention. Repentance in the heart is when we already do try to be in internal bestowal upon each other. She needs to explain what she means.
Woman, Northwest, USA.
Women,
USA, Northwest.
USA, Northeast.
Can one view the prayer of many as a correction, which ultimately leads to the attainment in the Tenno and the society that there is none else besides him?
Repeat, please. You see.
Can one view the prayer of many as a correction, which leads to the attainment in the Tenno that there is none else besides him?
I didn't understand.
A prayer is a request for correction. For correction of our perception of reality, that there is none else besides him. It has none else but the Creator, manifested in the clothing of a tent.
So what's the question?
The question is a prayer of many truly a process where we correct our perception of reality?
Ken?
Yes.
Ken? Which ultimately leads to the attainment of there is none else besides him. So the separation disappeared. There's only the Creator, just in different clothing of friends, of our corporeal reality. But in the attainment is recognizing that just the Creator, no, nothing else.
Ken.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Carniel.
Todoraba, Boker Tora, Boker Tov Kulam.
Well, Rav, good morning. My prayer should be for the 10 in such a way where I hold the name of each and every friend, or in general my 10?
I don't really understand the questions. Again, ask again.
My prayer for the 10. Do I need to hold the name of each and every friend in the 10, or is it enough for me to aim in general for my tent.
How did you understand it?
If I understood, the question is, when I ask for the ten, do I need to hold them, pray for each and every friend in the ten, or I pray for them as a single collective, my ten?
Was this the question?
Yes, thank you.
So, keeping,
when I pray, do I need to pray for each and every friend in the ten? Or do I pray for them as a single collective? They are my ten.
As a collective, as one collective. If I am praying for the ten, then I'm praying for the ten, not for a friend. Why is there such a question?
I can pray for them one by one, and then I seemingly go over the entire ten, or I can see them as one collective, as one thing.
Correct. Both exist. But if we're talking about a general prayer, then it's a general ten. Okay. What else do we have, Niv?
We have, I imagine there are more questions, but there's also a preface and the article, The Freedom.
Wait. Women, Latin 10.
Hola, querido Rav. Entendemos que la conexión puede mejorar nuestras relaciones.
We understand that the connection can improve the relationship between us, the connection between us.
En un nivel más profundo,
and we need to ask for his help in order to come out of the help of the ego. But when we talk about it deeply, there's a different deficiency in the ten. The question is, what is the benefit of connecting between us? And what does the Creator want us to do after we merit bestowal?
Is it clear? What just give it to Gil.
She's asking, what does the Creator want from us when we are rewarded bestowal? If he wants us to pray for bestowal, where does he want to bring us in this?
The Creator wants to bring us to connection because we are a result of the shattering of Adam, the system of Adam. And the Creator wants to bring us back to connection because then we will be able to feel, to detect that whole big vessel that is then revealed as a result of the correction of the shattering, and we'll be able to receive all the light of Ein Sof that was never revealed. It will be revealed within us in the created beings. And by this, we will justify the Creator's actions in the breaking, in the connection, in the thousands of years of our development that cost us so heavily. At that time, everything becomes revealed. Okay, right? Good. We have left what?
Mirze.
Who wants it? But I have more, several other things here. I understand that you're important. But what's important to me is those who are, for example, in Kiev 2. Kiev 2?
Здравствуйте, Рав. Мировой Кли.
Hello, Рав. World Kli.
Куда правильно направить чувство?
A prayer for the entire collective. Where is it more accurate to aim the feeling with faith that the Creator will respond and reply, or toward work without a reward?
Toward work without a reward. for the reward
to
be special. We cannot really work without a reward at all. On the contrary, we have to work with the biggest reward each and every time. But the reward is not egoistic. So that in the end, within the effort of our work, we ask for the correction of the entirety of the vessel. Okay?
Itafri.
Buongiorno, Rav. Come chiedere
Hello, Rav.
Per qualcosa verso cui non sento veramente?
How to ask
il desiderio di ricevere mi disturba sempre.
For, towards something that I can't feel, since the will to receive always prevents me from asking.
If I position the 10 against the will to receive, then I can already begin to depict these two forms, my ego and opposite that, the 10. And then I can detect correctly which is more important and which is less important.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Если я прошу за других, чтобы Творец объединил всех, наполнил,
if I'm asking for the other, for the Creator to connect everyone, to fill everyone,
да.
And it passes through me, I receive a pleasure, right?
Yes. Yes.
Woman Moscow 18.
Women Moscow 18.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Почему Рабаш... Наш учитель Рабаш сообщает нам в статье о том, что молящийся за других удостаивается первым.
Why
это
does Rabash explain to us in the article that he who prays for his friend is answered first? It sounds like we're paying ourselves. Why do I need to know that I will receive first?
If I am praying for others, meaning I have in me deficiencies for everyone. So if that's the case, then of course all the abundance that comes to the group goes through me. It's a system.
Rechovot.
Rechovot.
Toda Rabeka.
I have two questions. Is a complete action, as inspired by this action, is a complete action the entrance of direct light and the rejection of it to the next partsuf?
Yes.
Second question is the prayer of many. The way we learned about it in the article is a request for a screen from me and for others.
Yes.
Rev, we spoke about the importance of the connection. How can I tell if my 10 and I'm connected enough within the 10 in preparation for the Congress? How can I tell if I'm in the right place and we as a 10 are in the right place?
I didn't feel the question. Again.
Sure. So we're coming up to the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke about the importance of the connection between us today in the lesson. How can I check if we're connected enough coming into the Congress?
We cannot check it. We cannot. We don't have any ability to check it. Well, we still have Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста.
Tell me, please. We learn that a person sees everything through his own vessels, and what he sees in the others is actually found in him and not in the others. But here in the article it says that there are few requests, prayers, that ask for the strength to work for the collective. So is it possible that the person himself is asking too little for the collective, and that's why he sees what he sees?
No. Yes. Well,
Belarus, what is the power of the prayer of many?
The power of the prayer of many is a complete power. It is. It draws summons from above, a response that the Creator has to answer to. The force of bestowal has to answer to it. And this is how they begin a dialogue between them.
Is a person that doesn't feel worthy of praying and turning to the Creator, can he nevertheless turn to the Creator for his friends?
Yes, of course. Everyone can. It's not forbidden for anyone.
From Asia, what is the process of equivalence of form in the ten?
Equivalence of form in the ten. With one another, you mean?
Shekulanu medabrim ala matara echad.
When all of us speak about the same goal and about the one force that we need to acquire, and that we can help each other stimulate each other to reach a great force of bestowal, this is how we work.
בסדר.
תודה.
Okay.
טוב. איתה 4.
All right, איתה 4.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
Sorry. I have no desire for the friends. I am not really praying for them. Make an effort. È lo sforzo di pregare per gli amici a creare il mio desiderio di dare, quindi che può essere riempito dal creatore. È lo sforzo di chiedere, anche se non ho desiderio, a creare questo, la mia preghiera vera.
Did someone understand the question? What?
Yeah, I think I understood. David says what we're talking about now, the efforts we have to put in and asking for the friends, it's really preparation for the prayer. So prayer is a result of the efforts that we're discussing now, how to pray.
No.
Do you understand what he's saying? No. So what? Yes.
He wants to say, he says in the article that he sees when he checks his mouth and his heart, and they're not equal when he's asking for such a thing.
Says,
if he has the power to ask for such a prayer, then he has a test if whether or not he agrees with such a prayer. But if he knows that what he says is only lip service, what can he do? And when he sees that the body does not agree to such a prayer, so he asks, he's asking about that. What can I do if the body disagrees?
So he checked and saw that his heart and his mouth, his words, were not going together. So how can he make them go together? How can he correct this thing? So they go hand in hand, parallel. So what do we do? What should we do? So our, what do we do when our hearts and what we say are not equal, not the same? Well, it happens to us every minute.
Ken?
Yes?
He replies, but the answer is also not clear. It says, here there is only the famous advice to pray to the Creator and believe above reason that the Creator can help him and the whole collective. He should not be impressed if he sees that he already prayed many times, but his prayer was not answered. That's the advice that he gives. But what does it mean to believe above reason that the Creator can help him? It's not so clear what to do with it.
There's nothing you can do with it. Ken. Keep going. Yes?
My house will be a house of prayer for all nations. The friends are raising deficiencies, what they're lacking, and it's an opportunity for us to pray for them. One time I raised a deficiency, and they pray for me.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav,
yesterday we said that the lesson is the prayer.
I see that
I don't have deficiencies of my own for prayer to the Creator. They awaken when I come here, when we gather with the friends. I hear their deficiencies, I hear how we awaken one another, and then a deficiency of the friends awakens, I can feel it and I can turn to the Creator with it, to come to closer to a prayer to the Creator, or come closer to the Creator in such a way. From the beginning, Rav and the Kabbalists teach us to work in this way. There's no prayer for myself, only an incorporation with the deficiency of other friends. And I demand, I request for these deficiencies. I see that we're not even touching the problem of praying for ourselves or feeling an awakening for ourselves. And we have to pay attention that it's for others. It always comes from others, no?
You're right, but we have to discover it.
What?
Discover that we are praying for others to begin with.
Their deficiency is what awakens me. And by paying attention to that, I don't disrupt some spiritual matter. That's how it should be, and it's good that it's this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, you said we have to pray for the ten. If in the lesson we are incorporated mainly of questions from friends, the entire each friend has a different deficiency. It's true that it's all relative to the Creator, but it's their deficiency. I don't feel like I'm doing it toward the 10, but toward all the friends in the lesson. So where do I do it only for the 10? Where in the beginning of the lesson you said it has to be for the 10?
It's included there.
So it's okay that we're hearing the friends from all over the world?
Yes.
No.
Well,
he says that if he's looking to bestow purely without any in return to him, the body begins to resist it. So the remedy is to be satisfied with bestowal, to have a taste in bestowal. And that's seemingly like a remedy for the will to receive, that objects to bestow without a reward. So he has a reward, but it's in bestowal, something new.
That's not a good reward.
Is that good?
No, because he's going to bestow in order to receive a reward.
But he's not looking for the satisfaction in order to receive satisfaction. He's asking, according to what it seems.
How can he be sure that he's not doing it for that satisfaction?
Oh, that's a question. Wow, so how to be certain?
That's what I'm asking.
From the get-go, he doesn't want anything for himself. He gives up on himself, as they write. He doesn't even consider himself in the prayer for them, and then he's answered first. So it's clear that he's already in that state, so he's answered.
So that means that he has no choice except to receive pleasures from bestowal. Then he will be able to receive it with no problems, without anything back for himself.
And also, for the pleasures from bestowal, he needs to scrutinize it further.
Yep. Okay, so we have
the last part of the article. He reminds us that the person's work in our world is to exit to the domination of the evil inclination. How does he ask that? He asks everything to go from his domination to the Creator's, and that's asking the Creator to help him repent for the past and for the future. And that's the answer. That he will not repeat the sin. So that's the answer that he asks.
Yep. Okay, friends. We see that we don't have a general awakening today on behalf of the general group or the women. So let's go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, and before, we'll sing a song.
Beginning your